Only one of those people had not spent the past 15 years trapped inside his own mind. And I was not convinced that Mergen was not working overtime to maintain a false facade of sanity. The others, I did not doubt that quite a few would come forth stark raving mad. Nor did the rest. Nowhere was that fear more evident than in the Radisha. Tajik had remained almost invisible since she had rejoined us this side of the Danda Presh. Though Riverwalker and Runmust stayed close, she needed no watching and made few demands. She stayed to herself, cloaked in brooding. The farther we moved from Taglios, the nearer we approached her brother, the more withdrawn she became. On the road after the Grove of Doom, we had become almost sisterly. But the pendulum had been swinging the other way ever since Jaikur, and we had not exchanged 100 words a week this side of the mountains. That did not please me. I enjoyed her company, conversation, and slashing wit. Even Master Santaraxita had had no luck drawing her out lately, though she had developed an affection for his scholarly drollery. Between them, the pair could gut and flense a fool's argument faster than a master butcher ever cleaned a chicken. I mentioned the problem to Willow Swan.
I'll bet it's not her brother that's bothering her. He wouldn't be the biggest thing anyway. I guess she's down about not being able to go back, ever since she realized we're probably on a one-wayer here. She's been in a black depression. It's Raja Dharma. That's not just a handy propaganda slogan for her, Sleepy. She takes being the ruler of Taglios seriously. You got her strolling on down here month after month, seeing what the Protector did in her name. You have to understand that she's going to be upset about the way she let herself get used. And then, she has to face the fact that she'll probably never get a chance to do anything about it. She's not that hard to understand.
But he had been close to her for 30 years. We're going back.
Oh, sure. And on the one chance in a zillion that we really do, who's going to have an army waiting? Can you say Soulcatcher?
Sure. And I can also say she'll forget us in 6 months. She'll find a more interesting game to play.
And can you say, Water sleeps? So can Soulcatcher, Sleepy. You don't know her. Nobody does. Except maybe Lady, a little. But I got closer than most for a while. Not exactly by choice, but there I was. I tried to pay attention for what good it would do me. She isn't entirely inhuman, and she isn't as vain and heedless as she might want the world to think. Bottom line, you need to keep one critical fact firmly in mind when you're thinking about Soulcatcher. And that is that she's still alive in a world where her deadliest enemy was the Lady of the Tower. Remembering that in her time, Lady made the Shadow Masters look like unschooled bullies.
You're really wound today, aren't you?
Just stating the facts.
Here's one of your own right back. Water sleeps. The woman who used to be the Lady of the Tower will be back on her feet in another few days.
You'd better ask Mergen if he thinks she'll want to bother getting up. I'll bet you it's not this cold where she's at.
The breeze on the plain had begun to gnaw both deeply and relentlessly. I did not disagree, even though he knew the truth. He might not remember, but he must have helped Soulcatcher move the